Welcome to Daf Yerushalmi. We're holding in Maisos Daf Yud in the Oiz Vador edition, Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Dalet. We're starting at the top of the Amud. So we were learning in the previous Amud, we learned about Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. Kli Rishon is the pot that was on the fire, that was removed from the fire, and putting something into that is considered to be Mevashel, it's considered to be cooking. Then we have Kli Sheni, which is the second vessel, where you take out from the pot and put it into another vessel. And if whatever food you put into the second vessel is not considered to be mevashel. Now the Gemara asks, what about iur? Iur means pouring. What happens if you put food into Kli Sheni, but you pour it from Kli Rishon? So the food is not in Kli Rishon, but you can't say the food is Kli Sheni because the liquid is coming from Kli Rishon. Says the Gemara, Ma'ali ten tavlin milamaton, when you put a spice in the second Kli, ula reisale milaman, and then pour from the first Kli. Rabbi Noamar Asur. Rabbi says, Asur, Iwi ki Kli Rishon hu. Iwi is like Kli Rishon, is like you're putting into Kli Rishon. There's a gears over here that you have to add. Rabbi Yisro Amar Mutar. Rabbi says, Mutar. Why? Iwi lav ki Kli Rishon. Iwi is not Kli Rishon. Chayli de Avyoino. What's the Raya Avyoino? Minato, from the following. It says regarding Kachin, that when you have a Kli, that was Kachin was cooked into it, so the Kli becomes Asur, because it's inside the Kli, it's swallowed from Kachin. So it says there, Echad Shebishel Boy, if it cooks from Kachim, Ve'echad She'iru L'Soich HaReseach. So if you have a clay, you have a vessel, a clay vessel, that you cooked in it, or the clay vessel, a clay one, which was poured into it. So you're seeing pouring is like cooking. Ve'cha U'amar Ochen, here you want to say differently? Amar Be'esi, it says Be'esi, who argues, Tam Kli Cheres Brilea, Tavlin Eino Mismashel. This is very different. Then we talk about clay. Clay is very easy for it to absorb. So it absorbs cooking, it absorbs when it's poured into it. But when we're talking about a tavlin, something that needs to be cooked, it's not cooked by iri, by pouring only. Hasi of Yasi Barabon, so Abisabon says a question. Fatani, but we learned, Abikli Nichoshes Ken. We have the same din that we have by clay, also by copper kalib. That it was cooked with hegdish, with koidish, so it becomes also, and even when it was poured into it. He's like a maimer, Kli Nichoshes Bela, you want to tell me that a copper kli is susceptible to swallow like a clay kli? And the Gemara does not answer this question. It says the Gemara, so we spoke about putting it into a kli and then pouring from another kli into the second kli. What happens if you put it in the air and you literally put the kli, you pour it directly, the kli rishon, straight into the food sitting in the air? Do we say that everybody agrees it's a kli rishon? The same machlekes applies over there. Ritzel by Gufto boy Kamir of Mano. Ritzel by Gufto asked the following question. Also, can Bishabes Chai Mishum Mevashel? Are you Chai Mishum Mevashel for doing that? Or it's only Osir? It's not Mamashum Mevashel. Also, can Bosov Cholov Chai Mishum Mevashel? You're not allowed to cook meat and milk together. If you did it with Iwer, is that considered to be Mevashel that you're Chai? Or just Osir? Omale Kedo Marabzeiro Ezu Cholut Boru. The same we said regarding Chal. Chalo, what's Chal and Chalo? Is only when you bake the dough. But if you cook the dough, so it's not considered to be challah. Now we have to say, what makes something for sure not a challah? Chalut bar. What is considered to be that you cooked it? And now even if you afterwards put it in the oven, it's not going to be considered to be baking because it was already cooked. What's considered to be chalut bar? What is chalut bar? Kol sha'ur me'al lechtachtov. Only when you actually have fire underneath. If there's no fire underneath, even though it's very hot, it's not considered to be cooking. So it's the same thing over here. What's considered to be to cook? What's considered to be a tafshil, a bishul? Kol shaur ma'alech tachtov. Only when you have fire underneath it. Meaning, a real bishul needs to have fire. To have a kli rishon, a kli sheni. All the different ways may be also, but it's not a real bishul. And you're not having it on Shabbos and on Bosa v'cholov. The Gemara concludes with the end of the Mishnah. If you have vinegar or you have the fish oil, so then that's something which causes to cook. So the Gemara, it's a question. Do we treat salt like the tzir of fish? And do we treat wine like the vinegar? Do they also cook as well? And the Gemara does not answer. Halacha is the Mishnah. Ha'igul, what's an eagle? Eagle shaldvela is when you take figs, dry figs, and you stick them together and create a circle out of them. It's called the eagle. Once you create a circle out of them, you put around them water and in order to make it a little more smooth. So ha'igul mishiech liken, once he made the water, that's when you finish the malacha, and it's chayav and meiser. Now, by the way, says the Mishnah, machlikim b'te'enu ba'novim shetevel. You can use the liquid of figs and grapes of tevel. Even though the grapes and figs are tevel, they are an usher to enjoy, but to put the liquid on top of it is now really enjoyment, and you can do it, as the Gemara is going to explain. If Rabbi Yudois, Rabbi Yudois says, no, you cannot use tevel, grapes and figs to do the achloka to smooth the dry figs. Kodesh the Mishnah Davidim with base. Amachlik ba'anovim lo yuchsher. Similarly, if someone put this liquid around the figs, dry figs, with grapes, he used grapes to do it, it doesn't cause an achsher too, because it's not real liquid according to Rabbanan. Rabbi Yudois me yuchsher. Rabbi Yudois says, this is muchsher, because according to Rabbi Yudois, that's real liquid. You're not allowed to use it, and it's machsher l'tuma. Continues the Mishnah of a groigers mishiyidosh. Groigers, dry figs that you do not make an eagle out of them. Mishiyidosh, when you stick them into a barrel. Umigoyro. Migoyro means when you do you take the figs, you put them into the kli that makes them into an eagle, into a circle. But we talk about a case, he does not afterwards do the achloka. He's not intending to do any liquid on top of them to make them look smooth. Mishiyogel. Once he puts them into that eagle, that's the Gemara Melacha and the Chavin Meiser. Hayadash bechovis umeagel b'mikor. He's doing these pulas, but then in the middle nishbar chovis, the barrel broke. Venifchasa migura, and the migura breaks. So can he eat what he put in there? Lo yoichal me'amari. He should not eat what's in there, because that's already considered to be chaver meiser. Rabbi Yisim Matiris says not chaver meiser until you fill the whole kli, as we'll see in the Gemara. So the Gemara, Chananya b'reid Rav Yasa Omar. Chananya b'reid Rav Yasa said, Ma pligi Rabbi Yudo v'Rabbanim. What's the machloekas of Yudo v'Rabbanim? Betevel shenitvel midivrem. What he talked about, can I use the juice of the grapes or of the figs to put them on to the eagle? He's talking about when tevel derabanan. So tevel derabanan, they're not machmir if it's not really using the liquid. Rabbanan says okay. Avat tevel shenitvel v'artoyu uf rabbanin moedi. But if it's tevel deraiso, then you're not allowed to enjoy it. Even rabbanan say that even if you're not really using the liquid, but at the end of the day, you're enjoying, you're benefiting from a tevel, and that's something which is also, but deraiso, we were more machmir. So the Gemara, Ramona Omar Leistam, Ramona said the following thing on his own. Rav Avin Mishim Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Avin said him Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Yudin Kedaitei, Verabonon Kedaitun. Rav Yudin Verabonon, the Mishnah, go Lishitoso. Tetani, Lundin, Ebraiso. Zais Shepitzoi Biadayim Misuovus. Someone went and squeezed olives, and his hands are tame. Lo yuchshu, he was not interested in the liquid coming out, making everything tame, so it's not machshir, the olives to become tame. The liquid that comes out is not machshir, because he's not interested in it, and the rule in hechshir is that you need to be interested in this liquid. L'soyv gom b'melech, but if he's squeezing the olives, because he wants the olives to absorb the salt better. So once you squeeze it, the liquid makes it absorb the salt better. Then the liquid does machshel kabotor. But what happens if he wants to just check if there's liquid in the olives? He's squeezing it to test the liquid. So then lo yuchshur, says Rabbanan. Rabbanan says, is machshel. What is the machlokes? Rabbanan say, we're using here now the next few lines, the gears of Reb Chaim, who changes here the Gemara. Rabbanan Amri, begufo yu boydik. You don't really need the liquid to check the olives. You just touch the olive, you see how soft it is. So if some liquid comes out or not, doesn't really make the difference for the test. He's not really interested in the liquid. Rabbi Yudo imer b'meimo v'boidik. The only way to do it is actually to squeeze out the liquid and see how the liquid is. So he's interested in the liquid. So that's what's machshel kabotumo. So the Gemara of Ahocha Bayos, it's the same idea, the same type of machlekes. Rabbi Yudo imer b'meimo v'machlek. By us, how does he do the eagle that should be smooth and shiny? He needs to use the liquid to do it. Rabbanan Amri, b'shayish lo yimachlik. Shayish means a marble. I mean, it's natural for the fruits to be shiny and smooth. The liquid doesn't really make a difference. So it's a similar machlokes, even though it's not the same machlokes, according to Reb Chaim. It's a similar idea. The same way there, the machlokes is, do I need the liquid in order to test the softness or the ripeness of the olives? Also here, do I need the liquid to make the eagle smooth and shiny? If you hold, you need the liquid, so liquid is machshir. If you hold, you need the liquid, you're not allowed to use tevel. If you hold, you don't need the liquid, it's not machshir. If you hold, you don't need the liquid, so then you can use tevel derabanan. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Maestros Daf Yud.